Happy Valentine's Day. Personally, I'm not on board with this holiday. But the Vault of Silliness is, and it shoots an arrow, hitting the mark, and brings us a show from Valentine's Day, 1994. Emilio Morata is producing. We take a few calls, and then it's on to a short segment with Tim Walsh and Tribond. We hear from a regular and entertaining caller from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, whose voice I remember but cannot recall her name. I hope she appears on a future tape, with name included. They talk about all the snow we were getting, saving your parking space with a chair, and how it was so cold when Norm walked to school that there wasn't even a wind chill. Maria and a Valentine suggestion for Norm's horse, Sunflower. Now, pardon me here while I digress. I love all animals, but I always got the impression that Sunflower never liked me. Norm's dogs, Kiri and Bobo, were loves. Heck, even his chicken liked me, but not Sunflower. Until Norm passed. Shortly after, I was up at his house. It could have even been after his memorial. While leaving to walk to my car, I passed by the paddock. Flower came out of her stall and followed me. I stopped, and all I can say is there was a different look in her eyes. I went over to her and patted her nose. We looked at each other, and I said, "I know, Flower. I miss him too. Still do, but doing this has been great therapy." Okay, back to the show. There's another Maria with a whirlwind of a call. Norm has some news about the royal family. And then we hear from Golda. Now, unfortunately, she's not well here, and she says it'll be her last call to WBZ. She talks about being voted favorite caller by David Brudnoy's audience. She writes poetry and had a book coming out and reads a poem for the world. We close with some fun and a brief segment with the game Tribond. Letitia, begging to win. Stay tuned to find out what happens. Roberta in Dedham, who calls for the game and then wants to call again later, but realizes she may not be allowed to. Why? Well, at the time, the management had instituted caller rules. It was something like one call per week, and we had to keep track. It was ridiculous. But moving right along. Mike from Danvers, whose call prompts some inside info as to why Norm is still in radio. Get ready for that one. Luke, Bill in Boston, Tony from Braintree, Harriet from Quincy. And we wrap it up with a commercial for Lappin's Auto Parts, voiced by big-time newsman Ed Donahue. Hi, Ed.
Your Nathan Show just makes me glow each weekend night. He's beyond compare and so debonair. He shines so bright.
On BZ 103, oh please don't turn that dial. He makes me smile. Your Nathan Show. Your Nathan Show.
You know, I love that, not only because they do such a great job, both Linda and Dave Currier, Linda Chase, but also because I'm a very egotistical, fat-headed person, and I love to hear my name sung. Check traffic, and anything that people want us to do, we will do, because we're that kind of public service radio station. And so if it would not be imposing upon you too much, Aaron, if it is, hey, just lie there and we'll bring you some lemonade and fan you and peel a grape. But I think today I've outdone myself in absolute stupidity and comments that make absolutely no sense at all. But fortunately, I happen to be an adorable person, so I can get away with saying things that make no sense at all, not even to me. You're wondering when I'm going to shut up so you can start the traffic. I tell you what, let me give you a real introduction. Here's the WBZ 24-hour traffic network and Aaron Sawyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Maestro, my music, please.
Be sure this time of the morning. How are you? And happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you very much. You're just getting up, aren't you?
I am. Can't you tell?
Yeah, you got the sleepy dust in your voice.
Uh-huh. Have to shake that out. And yeah, normally on a weeknight, I'm conditioned to sleep and get up early instead of the other way around.
Well, I'm glad you what? No, you didn't break your habit. You still did it that way.
No, I still did it. I'm on the other end of the day.
Okay.
So anyway, I heard you had somebody on who talked about non-romantic, ways to be non-romantic.
Yes.
Well, that's one book I don't buy.
No, I don't know how many books she's going to sell. It's just a tongue-in-cheek kind of parody
stuff. I know.
And it depends on what you think is funny. I don't know. I think it would probably have made a better magazine article more than an entire book. But, you know, books are published now on everything.
A lot
of books could have been condensed to one little newspaper story, and now they stretch them out into books. Books about everything, particularly human conduct and development from some psychologist somewhere.
I know.
And then they get on television as an authority on some of these cuckamamie programs, like the ones they all do these programs with just the front names. Geraldo, well, another Geraldo, Sally, tomorrow on Sally.
What are they ashamed of?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. That's just kind of a folksy way of doing it.
Except Donahue does Donahue.
Yeah, he's the only one that does his last name. The others all do their folksy little front names. And then they have, no matter what the subject is, there's always a psychologist on or some sociologist who has written a book on that. Why women fall in love with their mother-in-law's pet turtle. And here's an expert now. It's Judy from Pennsylvania. And then they just shoot their mouths off, and they know all about that topic, however ridiculous it is.
Well, of which leads me to absolutely nothing. I don't have too much time left to make my heart-shaped cookies. I think I'll procrastinate and be about a week late.
Well, that's when people will enjoy them more, because there won't be as many Valentine's cookies then.
That's right, and I'll have them in time for my birthday, and everything will be fine.
When is your birthday?
A week from today. It's a holiday. It's a national holiday
this year. It's President's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And we're thinking of going to Philadelphia.
Oh, you're really going to just break out and do crazy stuff,
Oh, you
huh?
betcha. You betcha. Since it's a national holiday, I don't have to go to work. And that's what I'm going to do. But I'm just so thrilled because I finally broke my car out after 6 weeks encased in the ice.
No kidding. Where do you keep it? Just
in front of my house.
On the street?
In the city, yes.
And they plow around
it? Well, what happens is nobody ever came and plowed our street because it just kept piling up and piling up. And you know, we shoveled and more came down. And since I don't really need my car that urgently because I can take a bus anywhere I want or walk to work if need be, I walk to work in pretty bad conditions. But then I thought of the poor souls who used to walk 10 miles to school through all kinds of weather.
I used to walk 25 miles to school each way.
And you carried your heavy books plus some little girls' books you carried.
Yes, I did. And I couldn't even see anything because the snow was way over my head.
Oh, well then.
Temperatures, we didn't even have a wind chill factor.
I know.
The temperatures then were still 35 degrees below zero.
Without the wind chill.
And that's right. It was all uphill both ways.
But the funniest thing was, Norm, getting my car out, I was shoveling and it was melting yesterday and I was determined to get it out. And then a young man was walking down the street and he says, "You need some help?" I said, "Could I?" So he picked up the shovel. And he did some shoveling. And finally, two other fellows were walking down the street, and they pushed me out. Then there I was in the middle of the street, blocking everything. And I had to go somewhere. So I put a chair to mark my space, which is what we do in the city. And I took it to a friendly neighborhood parking lot about a mile away. And that's where it's parked. And it'll be all right there until I go to get it, because when they start to plow, it's going to be, I think, in a few hours, they're going to come, finally. And because they did the other side of the street at 11 o'clock last night, the police car comes down the street with a bullhorn that you can hear miles around saying, snow emergency, please take your cars and vacate the street or else towing measures will be taken. And then they tow if your car is still there. They tow it away.
They'll probably tow the chair away.
Put it on the island. The chairs they leave alone. The chairs they just throw. But take them to the island, and then you have to redeem them from the island with big money. So rather than have my car arrested, I just took it away, and I'm waiting for them. I'm ready.
Well,
that's life, you know.
You did a wise thing, and you gave us a little picture of life in Harrisburg,
wow,
Pennsylvania.
Urban pioneering in a big way. But you know what I wanted to do? If you have a minute, I just wanted to mention a really neat tape I got.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister had brought me one to listen to. It was Songs of the Civil War.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that would... that would thrill you, but it was by a group.
Oh, I am. I'm I've broken out into a rash hearing that. Yeah.
Get your gold on ready. It was a group in California, a husband and wife and their family, and it's a two-tape series. Well, it was great. They had Goober Peas and all these songs you sang when you were a little kid, and more. And some of them had words that you didn't sing when you were a little kid. And So they had... I said, where did you get this? I want to get myself one. And she couldn't figure it out, but on the tape was the name and an address and even a phone number in California. So I called it. And they sent me a brochure. They have Songs of the Revolution, Songs of the Way West, labor union songs. And that, and they just came out with a new one, Cowboy Songs. So I sent for the one on the Songs of the Revolution. It's terrific. They have all these. They have the original To Anacreon in Heaven, where the Star-Spangled Banner came from. And they sing it the right way. It's a good drinking song, lousy national anthem. But it's just really fun, so I'm going to get the whole set.
Excellent.
Really. It's they have a little brochure that comes with them. They give a narrative, a historical narrative. So I just have been having so much fun with them. I don't know whether I'm going to send James back to her or not. The Civil War, because I keep listening to
him. Oh, James. Oh, okay.
James, my one sister.
Oh, I see. Okay.
One of many that I have.
I see. Okay.
And I was listening.
That's really nice. I really have to go now.
I know
I'm
you
about
do.
730 commercials behind.
Oh, great. Well, did you get my Valentine yet?
I did not.
Wait till you do.
It'll be something special, eh?
It will be something special, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I had to photocopy it and everything, but it's there.
Oh, I don't get the original copy.
Well, there was only one original copy in the office. And it was so good that we couldn't find any more. We shopped every store.
Oh.
So we said, well, we'll photocopy. And some of them were better than the original.
Oh, well, I look forward to that.
You'll love it.
Okay.
You'll have a laugh a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Sure.
If you're planning a trip to Ireland this year, Mike Landers.
And I hope you're okay.
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
I got a little frog in my throat, but I'm all right.
Okay.
I wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, same to you. Thank you.
And I want to ask you if you remember what I told you quite a few weeks ago about putting sugar on the carrots for your horse?
Yes.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it.
Uh-oh. Well, now it's Valentine's Day. Sweets to the sweet.
I suppose we can do that. I have a... There's a certain kind of grain that's baked in molasses that the horse loves.
Oh yeah,
and it's
you told me.
That's like candy. So I don't know about the carrot with the sugar on it.
Special.
Yeah, well, this other stuff is special too because I don't feed it to her all the time. It's like candy to a horse.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's molasses, very sweet to a horse.
Oh, she like it?
Yeah, she loves it. She goes crazy. She'll follow you anywhere if you just have that in your hand.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It is cute. It's just so darn cute, Maria.
Oh, yes.
So I'll give her an extra little bowl full today, okay?
Yes, that's a nice idea.
And I might sing my funny Valentine to her while she's eating.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Well, she would just loves that. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Can you just picture the scene out there in the paddock?
Oh,
while
yes.
She's having her molasses baked oats, and I'm singing my funny Valentine to her. I think that's the least I could do for her being such a swell girl.
Oh, I do, too. Sure, love that. Listen, Mom, I'm going to try to get on the birthday game next week.
Okay, that would be nice.
And you take care.
You too, Maria. Have a great day.
You too.
And you and your husband going to do big stuff today?
Yep. We've got front row seats for Rod Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, now where is he? At Centrum in Worcester?
At Centrum, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope you have a great time. That's nice.
I'm sure we will. The other day I put one of those giant Hershey Kisses on his pillow.
Yeah.
And we were watching a movie the other night, and I fell asleep across him. So he said, and I fancied something sweet, but you were asleep. So I reached out for that Hershey's Kiss thing. He said, I didn't know it was solid. He said, I nearly broke my bleeping jaw. But anyway, I had a funny anecdote to tell you about New Orleans, but we won't have time now. But anyway, tomorrow I'm going straight to the doctor's because I'm obviously suffering from IDS, itch deficiency syndrome. I think I'm the only person in America who hasn't got it. Anyway, have a great day.
Bye-bye, Maria. Wow, that was a whirlwind conversation. I thought there was more to that. Okay, we'll take some more calls at 254-1030. Just a minute, but first, your local announcer, Buckingham Palace, climbed out of his red jumpsuit, exposing his naked body, which was painted green from the waist down. This is an interesting man. You probably would want to sit down and talk with him about life. Before police could arrest him, Miller ran to the front of the roof, raised his clenched fists on the air. In the air, the police say none of the royal family was at home, and I guess they arrested him again. I suppose whatever turned John, as long as he's not hurting anybody, I suppose, what the heck. Anyway, how you doing, Golda?
Not too well, Nami.
This
is my last call to WBC.
You've been saying that for about 2 years now, Golda.
Well, it's final, dear.
You said that 2 years ago. How can we believe you now?
You can. I can believe my doctors, too.
Yeah.
As you know, or maybe you don't know, I was voted the most admired woman in New England, and I was a guest in the studio with David Brudnoy.
Yeah, who voted you that?
The callers.
The callers? On David Brudnoy's show, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
David Brudnoy took a poll. Well, isn't that nice? Well, congratulations. When was that?
About 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, what I mostly call for is this is the last call. I'm much too ill now, Naomi.
Well, I don't believe you. I hope everything works out okay. I won't tell you, I just don't want to take you seriously.
I have a book of poetry coming out in 3 months. I hope you'll buy it.
Yes.
It's called Poems for the World.
Yes.
May I say one short one?
Yes.
When the children ask the question, how Seda came to be, explain to them real softly, it's done in memory. When you set the Seder table, be sure to set a cup in case Elijah happens by and wants to stop and sup. Then open wide the portal so that he may come in to join in the Passover meal with you and all your kin. When you eat the honey cake, explain to everyone this signifies the sweetness that by our Lord was done. When you taste the bitter herbs, take a real big bite so you feel the bitterness of our people in their flight. Now eat the meal and please reflect in memory of the night when God passed over Egypt and made everything all right. Blessed be our Lord, our only God, who with a mighty hand brought us out of Egypt unto the promised land.
Well, that very nice, Golda. Thank you very much.
And that's the last call. And thank you, Nami.
I'll be looking for your next call no matter what you say, Golda, and I wish you well.
Any questions?
I did not. That game is produced by a company called University Games.
In fact,
I saw it at Toy Fair here the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, we play these games with a couple of other people who also are some people who invent games also. We have done the 20 questions here as well.
Oh, yeah. You must have played it with Bob Moog.
That's right, Bob Moog. Yes, yes.
Now, this game, Tri-Bond, do you know where one could get it, near Nashua? Or?
It should be in all Toys R Us stores and all Walmart stores.
Good.
And it should be. We sold out during Christmas, and they should be getting them back in now.
Wonderful. Now, give me a nice, easy
game. So you can win one, right?
Oh, as for my grandchildren, yes.
Oh, now you know what a softy I am. Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't talk.
Well, prove to me how soft you are.
Letitia, don't give it to your grandchildren. Save it for yourself. You'll enjoy the game.
Don't you think I should have something better than a game to play with?
I don't know what you're leading up to, Letitia, but I think maybe we can work something out here.
Not at my age, but Norm.
Or mine either. Anyway,
we're close.
Here's
we're close.
Tim. I think we're starting to skirt a little bit on on dangerous ground.
All right, now, have we softened up Tim there? Come on now, give me a nice easy one.
Letitia, okay. A ladder. A ladder, a mountain, and a fish. What do they have in common? A ladder, a mountain, and a fish.
Fins? No.
No, not fins.
Scales? No.
They're all scaled.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh!
You said it, scaled.
Oh, my finger was ready to hit that rim shot like that, but you guessed it. Well, you guessed it before I hit that, so you're okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. Scale, you scale a mountain. That's very good.
Oh,
now try to be more excited.
I can't believe it.
You kind of really fell into that one. That was nicely done, Letitia. Thanks a lot, okay? Hang in there, and we'll find out where you are so we can send
you
the game.
Do they send that UPS, or how do they send it?
I don't know. No, we'll probably send it through the mail because we're cheap folk. I don't know what that means, because maybe that's more expensive than UPS. No, it'll be sent out to you.
Okay.
Some manner. I think we'll give it to Emilio Barada, and he'll deliver it, hand deliver it to you.
Oh, boy, what a thrill that would be.
Okay. Here's Roberta, who is down at Dedham. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Norm.
Hello.
I'm an old caller of yours, but I don't call very often. But what are you and I in the last call I have in common? We're all getting up there.
Okay.
Okay. I need a real easy one.
Real easy one, huh?
And then I have one for you.
Oh, good, good, good. How about, try this one. A shepherd, the White House, and sheet music. A shepherd, the White House, and sheet music. What do they all have in common?
No.
Any idea?
No.
No?
I just started to listen about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Don't give us those weak excuses.
Very, very nice. I did get the scales last time, but the shepherd, the White House, and...
Sheet music too tough for you?
Sheet music.
Yeah, you had one for us, you said.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, because I'm not coming up with anything on that one. A fish, a circle, and a cross.
Fish, circle, and a cross. Now, I know that a fish and a cross are symbols for Jesus, right?
You got it.
What, a circle is too?
A circle is too because I am, I was, and I will be, go in a circle, the beginning with no end.
Oh.
You know, that's why the Christmas wreath is round.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know it until fairly recently myself, and I'm ancient. So
how old are you, Roberta? Would it make you feel better for us to
I'm
know?
I'm 62.
How much?
62.
Oh, that isn't ancient. Don't give me that, Roberta. Now, don't tell that to me, pal. Hey, thanks for the call.
I'm going to call you later, Norm.
Okay, that'd be
nice. I can't call today, though. Right? How long do I have
to wait? You can call today, so we don't go by those kind of rules.
Okay.
Okay, call me later, then I'll talk to you then.
Right.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Yeah, a lot of people have these rules. You know, you can't call once every week and do this. And,
yeah.
We don't buy that. As long as you're interesting and kind of fun, who cares?
Yeah, call me up.
Yeah, that's right. There are too many rules in life as it is. because I happen to be a renegade. Yes, sir. Mike in Danvers. Hi, you're on WBZ, Mike.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on?
Not too much. We're just sitting here playing a game. Want to join us?
Sure.
Come on up. Pull up a chair.
Yeah, just sit down here and help yourself to the punch.
How you doing, Tim? Great game.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
We have some crackers with some chopped liver on them, too. Just help yourself. And just enjoy yourself.
Have a chip and salsa.
Yeah, right.
Okay, a church, a human being, and a piano store.
I was hoping you would ask me the last one.
Oh, really? That's right. We needed. You're right. We need an answer. A shepherd, the White House, and sheet music.
They all have staffs.
Staffs.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh, Mike.
Norm, you sound like you're going to have an orgasm.
I am. That's the only reason I'm still on radio is because it produces those for me the entire night. By morning, I'm exhausted.
Hey, I got one for you guys.
What kind of a talk is that, Mike? Will you stop? Okay, give us one.
Okay, what does Goldborn, Marazine, and Larry King have in common?
Goldborn, Marazine, and Larry King.
Hmm.
They all put you to sleep?
Use only as directed.
You'll use only as... What kind of... That's so stupid. That is so stupid.
I know. It's stupid.
Okay, let me turn you over to Emilio. He can handle stupid people better than I can. Anyway, we'll get you an able to just... We'll get
thanks,
the game out
what?
Here. Okay,
sure.
Bye-bye.
He's a pistol.
Yeah, I didn't get that one at all. I don't know
use
what that is.
Use only as directed. Hmm.
Use only as directed.
I don't get it.
Is that how you use Larry King? Use only as directed?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well,
you know what I think?
What?
I don't think it makes any sense. I don't think he gets it either. Let's go to, let's see. This is Luke. Luke, as you know, is enamored with Laura. But this
yeah.
must be another Luke, I guess.
Years ago in General Hospital.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's back again, you know, in General Hospital.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's still got the same little curly hair and the whole business.
I never got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it first came out, my wife looked a lot like Laura, and I had a big fro, so we looked a lot alike, actually.
Her name is not Laura, though.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't?
No, it isn't.
It isn't? Okay. What's your wife's name?
Patty.
Luke and Dottie. I don't know. That doesn't have the same ring. Okay, anyway, here's Tim.
Okay, Luke.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right, here's your clue.
All right, I'm ready.
A chainsaw, a parachute, and a newborn baby.
A chainsaw, a parachute, and a newborn baby.
Sounds like a bad, bad dream.
They all have cords.
Yes!
Hey, that's very good, Luke.
Man, these guys are tough.
That's excellent.
We had the staff one, too, and I was hoping that the guy wouldn't get it and that'd carry over to me, and then I said, oh, no, they're going to hit me with a new one.
But you got both of them.
Yeah, you got that one okay, too. Yeah,
sure,
but
good.
you only got one game, though.
That's great.
Yeah, even though you got two correct.
I'll be thrilled with one game. We play a lot of board games in my house. So
oh, really? Because I think that's fun. I think that's really nice. We do it at our house, too. Okay, let me go to Bill in Boston, and we'll get your name and address, Luke. Get the
thanks,
stuff
gentlemen.
Out there.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill, you're on WBZ.
Oh, that's great. How are you, Norm?
I'm fine. I hope you're okay.
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Good.
Okay, Bill, here you go.
Okay. How about that Church Human and the Piano one? I know that one.
Boy, that's right. I'm losing my mind. We have another one out there.
You don't
there.
Have to, but you can...
A piano store,
right.
A church, and a human being.
The things that all have organs in them.
Organs
yeah.
in them, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent, Bill.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that one out, but I was lucky. You let me have it.
Oh, you weren't lucky. You were skilled.
You know, I get them, but then it seems like I didn't get that last one. That was a good one, that last one.
Yeah, some of them are trickier than others, and I don't know what it is that makes some easy and some hard, but
well,
I guess if you're a professional parachutist, that one would be easy for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you get it, then it's easy. If you don't get it,
then it's hard.
And I have all the answers in front of me, so they're all easy for me.
Do you make these up yourself?
I make a lot of them up, but I can't claim them all. We get a lot of letters from people that help us out. Actually, we've been getting a whole lot of letters and really, really neat ones. So.
Well, it's a great game, really interesting, and really makes you think. Really
thanks.
Does. I like it.
Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, you hold on, Bill, and we'll get the information
okay,
from you
Norm.
Soon. And congratulations on winning.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Tony in Braintree. Hi, Tony. You're on WBZ.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, is this a little guy?
No, I'm a girl, 24.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to be a woman with the name Tony.
That's okay.
And it's Antoinette?
No, just plain Tony.
Just plain Tony?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, nice to talk with you. Anyway, here's Tim.
That's cool.
Okay,
Tony. A rookie, an envious person, and the Wicked Witch of the West. A rookie... An envious person and the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, God.
This one's tricky.
Figures.
Just when I had every single one, I get on there, and he gives me this one.
I know everybody says the same thing. I'm sorry, Tony.
That's okay.
You sound so adorable, too. I would have loved to have you win.
That's all right. Try again later. That's
okay. Okay, good enough. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good sport.
Yeah, she's here's another good sport. I can just tell by the name. Harriet.
No, I don't know it.
Harriet from Quincy. Yeah, you're okay.
I know.
Well, why do you say you sound so... So
I don't
beaten
know.
And you haven't even begun
I've been
yet.
Trying for an hour to get a hold of you, and now I don't know this one.
Well, the answer may just pop in your noggin.
Yeah.
What does an envious person have in common with a rookie and the Wicked Witch of the West? How is an envious... Well, I can't give hints.
No hints. An envious person.
A rookie, an envious person, and the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hope. I don't know.
No.
No, that's not even close.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Harriet.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Okay.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
We have just one more person that, before we have to say goodbye, for the game itself, we'll be around throughout the rest of the night. Bernie and Natick, hi, you're on WBZ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bernie.
I'd say they're all a little bit green.
Yes!
Hey, you made it right under the wire. Very good.
A rookie's green, wicked, very good.
Okay, thank you. We'll get the information from you and send you out a tripod. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, and Tim, I want to thank you very much. It's always fun when you're on, and the lines are always loaded with people who want to play the game.
It's always a blast, Norm.
And a lot of people who have won the game, too, are going to be very thrilled when they get it, and other people who will be thrilled when they buy the game, too, because a lot of people are doing that.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate the chance to come on and play with the listeners, and if you ever want to play, just give me a call.
We want to play quite often, so that's nice. That's a great invitation. Hey, good luck at the Toy Fair. Hope you make some incredible contacts.
Thanks. If I see anything really neat, I'll let you know about it.
Okay.
All right, Norm.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Tim. Good night. That's nice. Tim Walsh was out at the Toy Fair in New York. That runs, I guess, through this weekend, through Saturday, this coming day. Okay, news coming along, and we'll take some other calls, too. I know the game is over, and I'm sorry that we didn't get to every single person who has a chance to call, but we did get to a lot of people, and after the news, we'll get to you, and I'd love to hear what you have, what's on your mind, and we'll just talk.
Lappin's Discount Auto Parts has been the leader in quality service and discount prices since 1928, and in all that time, Boston has never experienced the kind of winter we're having this year. The cold, the salt, the ice, and the slush all take their toll on our roads and our vehicles. And Lappin's is ready to help you solve all your winter driving problems. Inventories are being increased daily in their 9 stores and warehouse to ensure that at Lappin's, you'll get the right part for the right price every time. And with Lappin's limited lifetime warranty, you'll never pay for the same part twice. Nobody else makes that claim, and nobody else combines experienced sales help with discount prices and a 24-hour special order program designed with you in mind. That's Lappin's Discount Auto Parts. With 9 stores in and around Boston, there's a Lappin's store near you. If you've ever shopped at Lappin's, you already know. But if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to find out why. When you're looking for quality, service, and discount prices, it happens at Lappin's.
You're driving your car, we're driving 50,000 watts of power. News all day, every day. News Radio, 1030, WBZ, Boston.
Whew. I know just how Norm feels, as I'm exhausted after producing every one of these episodes. And don't you ever forget, it happens at Lappin's. Before we go here, I'd like to welcome a new country listening to The Silliness. Hello, Montenegro! Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Emilio Morata, Aaron Sawyer, Ed Donahue, Sunflower the Horse, and the Radio Cupid himself, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.